Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Ernie. I'm calling you on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important
Okay.
issues. Awesome. Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
And how many children do you have living with you and are attending kindergarten to 12th grade and coming school year?
So, how many children are living with me that are in school?
Yes, how
Or
many
children in
children?
general?
Yeah, how many children do you have living with you and are attending kindergarten to 12th grade and the coming school year?
They're still in preschool. Two of them are still in preschool, so I only have one that's in 8th grade.
Eighth grade?
And then
Okay,
two that are
awesome.
going to K-2, but it's Boston Public. They're going to K-2.
Okay, so
No,
K2 is
K-1.
like,
They're going to K-1. No, the K-1. Sorry, K-1.
so that's kindergarten, right?
K-1, yeah.
Okay, so you have three kids in school, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
And
awesome.
two others at home.
Now, which of the following best describes the school that your children will attend this school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, public school but outside of Boston, a private school, or home school?
So it's, do you know, are you familiar with the universal pre-K?
Pre-K, that will be
UPK
pub.
is,
It's still a public
that's what the
school, right?
K-1 is. It's through BPS, so it's public. It's for
Okay.
two of them. One of them is private.
Okay, and just for quality purpose, what is your age?
My age?
Yes.
34.
34. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how do you describe your gender? I'm sorry for this question. Are you a man, woman, or
A
non-binary?
woman, a woman,
A
a
woman.
woman.
Okay. Now, how will you describe your race? Are you, I'm sorry?
White.
White. Okay.
White.
Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall? You said one of them is eighth grade, right?
Yeah, but he's the private one. He's not BPS.
Okay, so the ones that are in kindergarten, correct?
Yeah, will be BPS. We're
Okay.
twins.
Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is a district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, students are often graded on quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your kindergarten child school was graded on this the same way. Overall, how will you grade your kindergarten child school?
The school day.
Yes.
The school that we're in now, but when we go further into the, as they get older, from the experience of the other one, it's not good.
Okay, so how will
The
you
whole
grade
system.
them? How will you grade that from A, B, C, D, E, F?
A.
A, okay.
A for their school that they're in right now.
Okay, and how about Boston Public School as a whole? Overall, how will you grade Boston Public School? Is it A, B, C, D, or F?
Oh, this is so hard because I know they're such hard workers, but the system has been failing us,
Okay.
failing everyone. So I would do a D.
A D, okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how will you grade the job that she's doing with the Boston Public School?
So I don't really know what her involvement is, but I know her kids do attend it. So I'll do a B or C. Let me think.
So which one should I click on so we can go to the next one?
Well, has she changed anything?
Well, if you say B, then I will have to record B, but if you say C, then I have to record C. It could be one or the other. How will you
See,
grade
I
her
just have no
job?
answer.
Okay, no
I don't know
problem. Yeah.
what she's, yeah, I don't know what she's done for BPS
Okay.
yet.
Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcome schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living it up to this commitment? Do you think it's very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not too well.
Not too well, okay. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public System says that partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say that Boston Public School System is parenting with you? Partnering with you, sorry.
I'm gonna base this off of our neighborhood schools, which are awful. I would say not well.
Not well, okay. Now, if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School system is most focused on serving, picking up to your top two? Is it parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or other?
BPS leaders.
BPS leader, okay. Now, you mentioned you had a child in kindergarten. For this next section, we're going to ask you specifically about your kindergarten children. Thank you so much for helping me out with the survey, okay, ma'am? Now,
yep.
How engaged do you want to be with your kindergarten child's education? Would that be very engaged, somewhat engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged, okay.
Yeah, very engaged. Parent engagement was huge. That's why I think neighborhood schools are very important, but
awesome.
They don't do it. They still do the busing.
Okay. Now, next, how engaged do you feel that Boston Public School System enables you to be with your kindergarten child's education? Do you think very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not
very
at all?
Very engaged.
Thank
very
you.
Very engaged.
Now, as a parent of a student in Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Now, the communications I receive from the public, the Boston Public School System, are easy to understand. Do you agree with that? Somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Would that be agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The next one, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat disagree, or strongly
somewhat
disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and the last one, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
No.
Okay, so would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, how concerned are you about your kindergarten child's emotional well-being while they're at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about your kindergarten child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now, does your kindergarten child school after school sport or no? Do they offer that?
Yes.
Okay. So would that be not offer not enough, or offer in the right amount?
No, they offer the after school program.
Okay, would that be too much or the right amount?
Of what? Wait, what? Of the? I don't do it, but no,
okay,
the right amount.
Right amount. Okay, thank you. Now, does your kindergarten child school offer extra curriculums like arts and music? And do they offer? Okay, so would that be not offer or offer not enough?
They don't offer.
Okay. Now, does your kindergarten child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Okay.
Yes.
Now, does your kindergarten child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
No? Okay. Now, for the next few questions, please think about your kindergarten child. Looking ahead for when your kindergarten child will attend high school, will you say that you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston Public Schools or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, what are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your kindergarten child? I will have to type this in.
Parent engagement. A neighborhood-based school with parent engagement.
Engagement. And you said, what was that other thing?
Neighborhood. In the neighborhood.
In the neighbor.
Yeah, so neighborhood school with parent engagement. So I don't have to be bused to the other side of the city.
Okay, so I have parenting engagement in the neighborhoods and schools, right?
Yeah. Parent engagement with a neighborhood school, yes.
Okay, here we go. Thank you so much for waiting. Okay, now many schools use digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a high school for a kindergarten child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in non-traditional school settings such as state-of-the-art community, space like Boys and Girls Club, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, thinking about a high school for your kindergarten child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? as you are answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. The first one allows my child to move at their own pace. Do you think that's very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all?
Somewhat appealing.
Okay. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Not appealing.
Okay. Gives my child flexible to take classes from anywhere. I'm sorry, flexibility.
Not appealing.
Okay. Would that be not too appealing or not at all?
Not too appealing.
Okay. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
Appealing.
Would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last one, allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways like presentation or projects, not just tests.
Are very appealing.
Thank you so much. Now, the last few questions for statistical purpose only. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
English, okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed yourself?
Somewhat college.
Some college. Okay. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Please stop me when I get to the right category. Is it below 25,000, 25 less than 35, 35 less than 50,000, 50 less than 75,000, 75 less than 100,000, 100,000 less? Okay. So would that be 75?
Between 75 to 100. Between that.
To 100. Okay. Awesome. That was the last question on my survey today. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. This means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.